is the time I saw the sunrise o'er the ridge, bending through the morning fog of the hollers and the hills, the creek below the family farm at the mighty Cumberland. And I swore I'd see where they collide before I met my end. Left my paw to find the life I knew the Lord would give. Struck out south to Brookside Mine near the Gap of Cumberland. I took a wife and started up a family of my own. Moved into a drafty company house I called my home. The sun awakes as night lingers still. I'm sitting in a rail car headed to the heart of the hill. In the dim light of a carbide lamp, I undercut the coal. I blast away and shovel up till another rail car's full. The bosses told us there were fewer orders these days. 16 hours underground only brings $2 pay. I've only worked 2 days this week and I don't expect a third. But I still got more mouths to feed and I can't just feed them dirt. At Brookside claimed the lives of many a good man. Some I'd call my brother and others just a friend. I heard about them Massengales who lost 6 sons one day. A blasting Yancey shook the hill and took their lives away. William's wife was widowed by a slate fall down in Lyle. Yeah, heartache runs so heavy in these hills above the mine. The big rain in 1927 washed my fields dry. Sorrow is my neighbor in the shadow of the mine. I can't grow enough corn to brew some whiskey to sell up north. So I make up some sugar top and sell more than it's worth. If I move back to the homestead, can I feed my sons? Or should I stay here and work the coal till another rail car's done? If I leave this camp, I know I might not see work again. Tell you times are hard, never been easy here, my friend.